have a number of loose ends I'd like to do with you, with other Rishonim today, tomorrow. Maybe we'll be able to finish to do that, and we'll see by the end of the week. We can do maybe Yom Diyoma, Shion Yom Diyoma. We'll see how things work out. I want to first mention the Ritva. Originally, we can get to it on Thursday. It's a very interesting Kiddush of the Ritva. There are various Inyanim and Chalipin that we're going to bump into now, again, on Davav. We talked about Avi Kinani, whether he's Nikna B'Chalipin, and Konach and B'Chalipin, right? The first later in the Gemara is that he's Nikna B'Chalipin, the Rishonim bring the Gemara and give him a test, that Avi Kinani is Konach and B'Chalipin as well. That's how they run the Gemara there. And we discussed that Gemara and how it can be reconciled not just with Tosis and Gittin, but also with Tosis and Kiddush. Chalipin is mitam kesef, even after the sugya runs its course over here. Now, there's a ritva on Daf Chav Beis that also discusses this issue. He begins to bring some of the shittas that we've seen already about Eved Kenani, Konas, and B'Chalipin. And he actually mentions if it's not mitam kesef, then it wouldn't work. And if it is mitam kesef, it would work. And that's the earlier paragraphs in the Ritva. Then there was a paragraph that I gave you to look at right after that. You can look at the whole thing, but meanwhile, the paragraph, the Efsha Od Lomar, it's an incredible chidush of the Ritva and a new insight into Chalipin. Just to see this Ritva is important, Yediyah. He says, the Efsha Od Lomar, the following split. Now we know that Eved Kenani has, there's two kinyanim in Eved Kenani. There's a kinyan Mammon and a kinyan Iser. Kinyan Iser is what affects the personal status of the Eved in terms of who he can marry. And the sugya over there in Gittin was discussing, for example, whether Kesef is Gomer Ba, that which Kesef works to free an Eved Kenani, does it even work for the kinyan Iser? What I believe the Ritva is saying here is an incredible chiddush. It's like a compromise on the question of Chalipin being Kona by Eved Kenani. Until now, we would say, what's the issue? Whatever Kesef, if Kesef works by Eved Kenani, so now either Chalipin works like Kesef or it doesn't. If Chalipin works like Kesef, then whatever we would say about Kesef, that's the machlokes in the Gemara Lamites and Gittin, whether Kesef is Gomer or it's not. If Shimon says Kesef is not Gomer, so it's only going to work for the Kenyan Mammon, so too, Chalipin. And then you'd need Star to get rid of the Kenyan Issa. But suppose Kesef would be Gomer, and Kesef would also take away the Kenyan Issa. So if Chalipin would work by Eved Kenani, so that would do the same thing. If you say Chalipin does not work like Kesef, then Chalipin wouldn't do anything. That's how you would assume. Says the Ritva in this Be'efshar paragraph, a split. What the Ritva says is that it could be that even if Kesef is Gomer, that means to say that the Kinyan Iser is also released when you have Kesef, and he's no longer, now he can marry a Bas Yisrael, but with Chalipin, it would only work for the Kinyan Mama. It's incredible Chiddush. How does he explain it? The Efshar Od Lomar says, Devade Eved Kona Atzim B'Chalipin L'Kinyan Mamun Shibam. Avolo L'Kin Issa Shibam. So what's the pshat? If it's Tam Kesef, so what should be the difference? She'ein HaKinyan Elo L'Kayim HaDvarim. U'Dvarim L'Mahani B'Eved Kenani L'Kinyan Issa Shibam. Elo B'in and Shtar O Kesef. See, he said before. Kesef would work for the Kinyan Issa. He's going according to the Shita that Kesef is Golman. But Chalipin wouldn't do that. Chalipin would only work for the Kinyan Mammon. And he goes on. So, and that's how he works with the sugya, as you go on and see in the paragraph here. What is the hesper of the Ritva? The Ritva puts it in terms of why is it that the Chalipin can't work for the Kinyan Iser? She'ena Kinyan el l'kayim hadvarim. What is he saying? A new thought. What's the mahalach of kinyan chalipin? First of all, I think the Ritva is working off of the lashon pasuk. He's maybe even suggesting a new pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says by Rus, "V'zos ufanu b'Yisrael ha'gu'ah v'alatmura It says, L'kayim kol davar. What do those words mean? L'kayim kol davar. I believe the Ritva is reading those words, the essence of Tim Chalit. L'kayim kol davar. What's the davar? L'kayim hadvarim. Usually, it's all in Yanim, all matters. L'kayim kol davar. No. Chalipin is meant l'kayim hadvarim. Dvarim means what? No. The agreement. The agreements. The words of the communication. It was there are two parties, and they agree on something. I want to sell you this. I want to give this as a matan. Whether it be karka or talpin is irrelevant. It's some understanding that an oral communication of an understanding. What does a chalipin do? Chalipin brings that to a certain level that the dvarim can be kona, if you could put it that way. We had such a svara back in Sanhedrin, if you remember, with forgive a pshara, mechila, tzvicha kinyan, that tosis over there, that chalipin is a kinyan not so much that's specifically about the chefetz, that with the karka, the betaltelin, a kesef, you could say, in whatever way, you're paying for the item. And other than Kenyanim star for the karka. Chazak is in the karka. Chalipin doesn't relate to the chefetz, but it's to the words that the people spoke about that I am going to sell you or give you this thing. What does the chalipin do? It brings the words to a certain level that they have kiyum, which means the following yesod. One of the main alibis of Kinyanim generally is, you look in Rambam and Hilchas Kinyanim and Shulchan Aruch, you can't be kona something ba'amira, typically. You need a ma'aseh kinyan. But there are exceptional cases. More later in the Ches, Rav Gidol, there are certain things that are nicknamed ba'amira. It's later on in the Perek, Rav Gidol. Hene and Adram had nicknamed by Mira. Who was it? Test in the base. More quotes. Test in the base. Kama to know so bincha kach vekach, bincha kach vekach, umdu vekitshu, hene and Adram had nicknamed by Mira. Sometimes a situation has in it such a level of Gemiras Das that the Gemiras Das from the Amira is sufficient to create the Chalos Kenyan. So if there's a discussion between Mechutan and the Gemara has Rav Gidol, that they're working out how much each one should give toward the Nilchas and the Kala, so then they have that discussion, and then they leave the meeting, and then Ki'ilu, the Kinyan, is already done. Where was the Maisa Kinyan? No need for Maisa Kinyan. What the Ritva Luchar is saying is that Chalipin basically takes the Amira and gives it the Koach to be Kona. It's not a ma'aseh kinyan on the chefetz, like everything else. After all, even the way we said it in terms of the connection to kesef that it might have, it's a payment, an additional payment for the item. But after all, that item, that payment is not, it doesn't get deducted from the price of the item. So it's not the etzem, the price. It's over the price of the item. So I want to butter you up. I want to get you to agree. I want you to have a better feeling about what you're giving me. So what does it really speak to? It speaks to the Gmiras Das of the person who's being makna. It doesn't really relate to the item itself. It says that, and that's the Kayim Kol Davar. It gives kiyum to the words. Says the Ritva, that idea only relates to Inyanim of Mamon. Doesn't relate to Kinyan Issa, Rebbe Kinani. Kinyan Mamon, you can have a situation that the Amira itself can be affecting the Kinyan. What gave the Amira the ability to affect the Kinyan? What empowered the Amira to be able to be Kona for you? The fact that I gave you this token, Suder, for the sake of the Kehecha Deligma V'likni, so that's the Kayin Kol Davar. It elevates the words, that the words have the ability to make the kinyan. But that's only Shaykh in the realm of Mamun, says the Ritva. And that's why the mitzvah says you wouldn't have chalipin work by the kinyan isur. That's the chorid yisod I see in the mitzvah. Maybe we can throw into the hopper here. We read the Tosas after all with Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shach who argues. So maybe we'll say that this could be the issue in terms of why maybe a guy has no kinyan chalipin. Rabbeinu Tam says he does. But the Shach, he had to prove it. The Shach disagreed. Maybe the pshat is because, like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Asher PM diber shah diminu min shaker. When we say a word has koach, to be kona, maybe it's only the concept is only existing by a Jew. By a guy, you can't have that madrega that the word is considered their band, you know, the expression that they use, right? The word is my band, it's used somewhere. So that's only shaykh by a Jew. By a guy, it's Amishtar PM, Diver Shavi, Minim Min Shaka. So if Chalipin has to do with making the word having a kiyum, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, Dvarcha emes, the Kayim Lo'ad, Lo Vashem Dvarcha Nitzav Vashemayim. By Kaisa, we have a aim that also. You can allow, sometimes at a Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, okay, I'm going to drish a little bit, but basically you understand where I'm going. That could be that this concept, that Chalipin, it's a kind called Dover, that the Dover now has a Kiyum, that's only a Musug that relates to Kal Yisrael, to Jews, and not to non-Jews. Okay, that's a little bit icing on the cake. But basically the Yisod is what they're just saying, that's what Chalipin is about. It could be still that has shaykhis to kesef. You know, it's not totally unrelated. It could be that it's a tashumin on the side, as we were explaining, but it's really not mamish kesef in the sense that it's not relating to the chesets. The only ha'arale that you can have here is, but the fact is our sugya is considering the possibility that chalipin will work by what? By kedushin. Yeah? So the chayra and kedushin also is not a kinyan mamu. The Ritva is saying on the record that Chalipin will not work for King Isser by Eber Kenani, only by Mammon. And yet the Gemara does have a psa that it works by Kedushin, to affect Kedushin. So apparently you're going to have to say, but Afal B'Kin, by Kedushin maybe it would work, this concept.
How exactly is this, would this be working for the Ritva? I mean, in that it's tying the words through
It gives kiyum to the words. The words now have more than just words. The words are now have a sort of permanence to them. So the words can now have the ability. The gemiras das, you could say, that comes from the words, is enough to affect the kinyan. I gave you the muscle of that test. There are sometimes the gemiras das of a situation is so clear, crystal clear, between the parties. Then the kinyan can be affected through the gemiras das itself. Typically, you need a ma'isa kinyan, but there are exceptional cases of the dvarim themselves. Chalipin serves to bring the dvarim to that level. Since I gave you that token that gives you the gemiras das, that much more gemiras das, so then the dvarim themselves have a kiyum. That's the svar. It's a little novel. It takes a little, you know, time to digest it, but that's how I would read the Ritva. So that's why he says it only shaykh by mom and not by yisr. This concept that the dvarim can be kona, that's only shaykh by mom. Yomi, Ben, Noah. Yeah.
Can you say that that's how many of the gemaras that chalipin would work even by kinyan yisr and the maskana is...
You could always, I mean, it's going after the sukkah.
It's mamish kesef.
The Ritva is going after the sukkah. Gemara thought differently. He's saying two different things. You're saying that the gemara's havamina was... That he could even use this musug of kain kol davar even by kinyan iser, and according to what's happened, the kinani would be kona after machalipin. After the sugir, the maskana, then it changes, and that's what's going after the maskana. Yeah, saying that the gemara's havamina was chalipin is a different type of a kinyan, not the ritva.
Well, the ritva said over here that we're talking in kesa.
Right, so it wouldn't be
so
like
and it would be included, and even I'm saying the same thing. Like Eved Kenani would even work. Work out.
These are all possibilities, or somehow condition could still be different than Kenani Yisrael Eved Kenani. Condition is better than Kenani Yisrael Eved Kenani. Maybe I don't know. Yes.
I might have misunderstood the whole question as to why Chalipin wouldn't work for a goy.
I wanted to add, take it or leave it, I wanted to add, there is this idea that we know that the Pesukim tell us that Netzach Yisrael, the Jew is considered to be naturally, you know, halavai, we should always live up to the standard, you know, but this is the way it should be, this is the ideal, that by a Jew, hein shalcha should be hein, lav should be lav, your word should be, you know, naturally emes and trusted. So if you're ready, and a Jew's word is therefore allows for the kinyan chalipin, because chalipin is, after all, nothing more than just taking the word and bringing it up to that level of kayin kol davar. So, shu chosamo shakadosh baruch hu emes, and Kal Yisrael's words are supposed to be in that same vein. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, and Kal Yisrael is supposed sheris Yisrael yasu avla. The pasuk in the Gemara tells us that Kal Yisrael is supposed to live on that standard, that their words are words, and the words count, and the words are kept. And therefore, the kain kol davar would make sense by Jews. But by non-Jews, that's the psukim in Tehillim, shepiyam di bershav, minim min shaker. So therefore, they're not to say that. There may be non-Jews that tell the truth and so on, of course, not to take away. But as a whole, in terms of the concept, that you should allow for chalipin by non-Jews, since many, many cases, the exceptions notwithstanding, because in many cases it's not that way. The words are not necessarily going to hold. So therefore the chalipin is not going to work to be able to take that word and bring it to that level Q.
What we saw in the end of Tosfos of Kimmel and Aleph, we saw in the Yasam Tosfos, that it's only by Eved Ivri if they're not.
No, I'm saying, Rabbi Natan disagrees with this. I'm saying, those shitas, of course, those shitas, there are shitas out there. The Shach disagrees with the Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan need a rise to say otherwise. The Shach doesn't like the Rabbi Natan's shita and deflects all those riots. So those who disagree with Rabbi Natan, and the reason why there's even a discussion about this is because in light of this, you understand what it could be the reason why Goyim would not have kinfuli. This is not in the Ritva, it's my own conjecture based on reading the Ritva and the Shad of the Ritva, so that could be another way to think about why maybe by non-Jews you wouldn't have this kinfuli. Yeah?
You said that if you have an amira, so that could also be in those nafis.
Sometimes an amira can be strong enough that it's coded that the kinyan comes nachmas the amira.
Therefore, you wouldn't need
a ma'isa kinyan. So chalipin is a ma'isa kinyan in a different kind of a way. It's not a ma'isa kinyan that relates to the chayfetz itself that brings into your rishus. It's the agreement and the understanding that affects the kinyan. But the kayin kol davar is that the chalipin is mekayin the davar, mekayin the dvarim. So if we have a discussion about a matter of mamon and we have an understanding about it, and then we do a kinyan chalipin, that allows the dvarim to have a kiyum that they now are themselves strong enough to allow for the transfer.
How in terms of the effect of the kiyum, is that different than any other kiyum?
It is different. It's not right. It's not as directed to the thing that I'm acquiring. It's more directing itself to the words that were spoken between us. So the response of Nafkamin is that it wouldn't work for anything but Mamon. Kinyan Issa, you couldn't speak about Chalit. Because these Dvarim are with matters of Mamon. Okay, let's do the Ran now. The Ran, back to the Sukkah itself. So we had different ways to learn about sugya. The Gemara has a hafamina that chalipin works by Isha, and the Gemara says at the end it doesn't, because it works by Shav Pasul Yerkuta, and Isha Pasul Yerkuta lo mekanya nafsha, that's Rashi's girsa. And then you have the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, lo mekanya, different ways to read the sugya. According to Rashi Rabosai, the Gemara's hafamina could have been some way to learn out Kinyani Isha from Kinyani Sada, told Heavenly's Kashis on Rashi. The answer is, you can't have Chalukah Pasuk Rukuta because a woman would not give herself up Pasuk Rukuta. Says Rashi, Memela Batlua Torah Chalukah Mekidush Imai Shavakut. Tosus learned that the Gemara's Havamina was learning out Kinyan Kesef, Kicha Bekesef from Steyefron to Isha, and we would want to put Chalipin within that idea of Kesef Nikra. The Gemara answers you can't do that because in what case would we want to do that? In a case of a Shavah Pruta, because that's the only time it's can Kesef Nikra. The Gemara's Maskani is, but since you don't need a Shavah Pruta, so therefore it's not really can Kesef Nikra even when you have a Shavah Pruta, because it's really you don't really need the Shavah Pruta here. According to the Ramban and the Ritva, the Gemara's Havamina is that there was never a real Gzeira Shava. What was it? It was a way of understanding Kicha to mean Kesef, and Stay Ephraim just shed light on the meaning of Kicha, not a real Gzeira Shava. And the only thing we have any havamina about is only chalipin for that reason. There's nothing to talk about. Star doesn't even get mentioned in the Ritva and the Ramban. What is the maskana? The maskana is that since chalipin, and what kind of chalipin are we talking about according to the Ramban? What case of chalipin? Even pachmas shel fruta, because it's still going to be mitam kesef. The Ramban gives a little explanation, just like by kesef, machkifa karka bo, so we said chalipin is similar to that. We gave an explanation for that. And the Gemara's maskana is lo mekanya, that what? That since you see it only the pruta, so that's the indicator that chalipin is not mitam kesef, it's a kinyan acher, it's ad b'fnei asma. So that's also without the gears of nafsha. What we see in the Ramban is something interesting. We're going to see on the one hand, he's going to learn the imah hachinami, similarly to the other Rishonim, that the limud is not a gzeirah shavah gemura, rather a way of understanding a gilui milsa, what is kichah mi. On the other hand, when it comes to the maskana of the Gemara, how does the Ramban get to learn? What's the gear so that he works with? Nafsha, alderach rashi, but then in terms of how you explain chalipin of a shavah pruta, he goes his own way. It's not what Rashi says. Rashi, it's not clear, but Rashi clearly didn't say what we're going to see now in the Ran. Rashi, we gave a hesper for Rashi. We'll go over it in a minute. So let's see now the Ran inside. Now, we did see already in the Rush, in Gittin, Lamites, and Tosis there, something of a mixing and matching. If you remember, from Tosis and the Rush in Gittin, Lamites, so they learned that the Gemara was asking Chalipin Mitam Kesa, but they say that Lamaskana, does that change? They learn the maskana to be that it doesn't work for kedushin. Why? Because lamakanya nafsha. So already we see in Tosis and Gittin Lamites and in the Rashi over there also that they learn the maskana like Yersas Rashi, even though the Havamina is not the way that we seem to be in Rashi. Let's see the Ran here. Says the Ran. So the kashas is going to be similar to what we've seen, and then he's going to depart from what we have in the Ramban. So he quotes the Gemara, and he explains, lo mekanya nafsha, the gnai hula, he quotes what Rashi says, the gnai hula. Hilkach batuhu toras chalipin, batuhu he has, batuhu toras chalipin, mikidushin, afabi shekitsa bikrishi ispasha vipruta, iyabla bitoras chalipin, lo mekanya, adayoyabla hakri lushum kesef. Dr. The Lashon here is very much more meduik than in the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's Lashon that we had the Rashash was bothered by the end of Rashi. Rashi says what? Adiyadu of the Torah, what? Kicha. Oh, what? Kiddushin, again. So what does that do with anything? Chalipin was also the Torah's Kicha, whatever Lashon he uses. So we have to figure out Pshat Rashi. He says, Adiyadu of the Torah, Lishum Kes. Meanwhile, what we just should keep in mind for maybe for tomorrow is, in Rashi, it seems clear that if you gave it b'toras chalipin, it cannot work b'toras kesef. That we'll have to see it for another point. The ikel meidak zakteran, the ikel meidak hach, heichi arminan tzalkadai tachamina, masa demigne b'chalipin, afi shana migne b'chalipin. How are we saying a havamina that just like sadeh chalipin works so to isha, tahanan lo garminan isha misadeh, we're not learning isha misadeh, the name of that we should say, the b'chol midi, the mikni karka, in all ways that karka is acquired, mikni be'isha. We are not doing that. We're not learning out all the kinyonim that exist by sadeh, that exist by isha. V'hachi muchach the Gemara. This is clear from the Gemara. The basa de garmina kidushe kesef mikicha kicha, after we learn out kidushe kesef from the Kicha kicha from Steyefron, Amina Nami, and we say that hey, Minayin Sha'ap Bishtar, and we have other Makoros. But if the basis for the Gzeirah Shava that we have by Kesef is that we learn out Kinyane Isha from Kinyane Sadeh, then the Isha, the Makshinan Isha with Sadeh, Star Nami, Tepuk Lan Mine. So we should also learn out Star the same way we learn out Kesef. In other words, Karka is nicknamed Bishtar, as we have later in the Perek. So we should learn out Kicha kicha. So we know that Isha is nicknamed Bishtar. What do you need? Some other limudim. What does that indicate for the Ran? It shows us that we never were learning out in a Gzeirah Shava, Kicha, Kicha, that whatever works by, as Kinyanim by Isha, work by Sadeh, work by Isha. Elevada, Lashav Kicha, Hudigamina. All we're doing is explaining what Lashon Kicha is, the Bekesefu. All we're using Shtei Efro, everyone hears very clearly, this is similar to what the Ritzvah and the Ramban and the Ritva as well. The it's not a Gzer Shava. The Ritva calls it Gzer Shava Kalisha, but then he calls it also Gilim Mosa B'Alma, the Ramban. It's just a way to understand what the Torah means in the word Kiyika. Lashon Kicha hu degamina de bekesefu v'kimen shekein chalipin v'not teisi. So then, why would anyone think that chalipin should be included? If we were to learn out kinyanim of sada to kinyanim of isha, they understand. So just like the words of the Gemara says, ma sada nikta b'chalipin, so to isha. But then if that's the case, do the same thing by shtar. We're not using shtar, we're not learning shtar from that same limud. It must be that all we're doing is learning out the meaning of the word kicha. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number one on the sugi. What's the Gemara thinking to learn out chalipin? We're not learning out kinyanim from Sada to Isha. We're learning out. Pshat Kiyikach is kesef. So where's chalipin fit into this? Od hikshu. Another kasha. Nihi the Isha pach mishav pshutu l'makanya nafsha. Granted, a woman would not want to give herself up for pach mishav pshutu to gnai, as we called earlier. Afilu hachi lama yehi batu toris chalipin hashavin pruta b'kiddushin. Why would you not have toris chalipin? Where is hashavin pruta? After all, kevan shebepachas mishavin pruta lo nisbat lo machmas b'sul kiniyasan ela machmas b'dasa shel isha. That which we don't have conditioned by lesser shavin pruta, it's not because there's something inherently flawed in the kinyan of the chalipin, it's a side point, it's an external problem that she doesn't want because it's beneath her dignity. So that's why you can't have it by a father Shavat Pruta, but Shavat Pruta, why not? This lesson we have also saw in the Ramban. That's how we addressed Bashi in asking the Kasha. Given the fact that the problem of Pasha Pruta is only because it's hark peda, so why can't you have chalipin on the Shavat Pruta? We use the lesson of the Ramban and the Ran here to defend Rashi. We wanted to say chidush. One of the ways we learn Pshat and Rashi is that Rashi will learn that this problem of kpeda sa'isha really encroaches on what? It actually infringes on the essence of the kinyan itself. That the chalipin itself has a different halacha. That means to say the kli of chalipin by kedushin couldn't be a kli of posher shavat pruta. The Gemara has a lesson in Bar Mitzvah Mem Zayin. You need to have mana de kosher mikni abed. Has to be a keli that's fit to use as a kinyan. Since the whole basis of chalipin is in order to generate that feeling on the person and the mak, part of the mak, that I want to go ahead with this, I want to go ahead with the transaction to elevate the gneiras das of the makna. So, given the fact that a woman would never want to give herself up in kedushin unless it's shavat pruta, it comes out that a kli that's not shavat pruta doesn't have what it takes to allow kinyan chalipin to work. So it's not just stamas like she doesn't want kedushin. It comes out that by kedushin, pasul shavat pruta, the kli is pasul for kedushin. It is a psul kniyasa. This kli could not work for chalipin. Then we have a way to learn for Rashi. So given that chalipin by kedushin would not have the same halacha by every chalipin, not just because of an external concern of kpedas isha, because it comes out that here the kli has to be shavat pruta, and lo shavat pruta is a pasul kli. Says Rashi, if that's the case, batul translate the kedushin. Because it's not two dinim of chalipin. Chalipin is now. Now, shavat pruta, pasul shavat pruta. That's the din of chalipin. Suddenly, why do you want to create a whole new case of chalipin, whole new standard of chalipin? That here, chalipin only by shavat pruta. If it were to be a technical problem that she's not willing to give herself up in marriage, say this. So the etzim chalipin works by kedushin, but the woman is not misratza for pasul shavat pruta. But if we're explaining that the problem of shavat pruta is not just that she's not willing to go along, but to the extent that a woman is not going to want to give herself up for kedushin unless shavat pruta, so such a kli is inherently disqualified. Right? So it comes out that the whole standard is different by kedushin. That we wouldn't say. That was the pshat that I think works well in the Lashon Rashi. And again, we're guided by the Lashon Ran in asking the question. The Rishon didn't agree with this idea. They felt that at the end of the day, the problem doesn't lie inherently in the keli of the chalipin. The problem lies in the fact that she doesn't want to become a kodeshes. So then learn out chalipin, and it won't be by pasul shavat putta because he doesn't want. And by shavat putta, it will work. This is how we use the lesson of the Ran to defend Rashi. That's the second kash. What?
Where does
Rebbe
see that in
there? Oh, this is because the Ran, when he asked the kashi, he says, kasha number two is what? Oh, Hiksu. I understand a woman would not want to be Mekanya Nafsha by Pasuk of Pruta, but still, Lama Yevato, Torah Shalipin Hashem and Pruta, Bekidushin, and here the key. Kavan! Why is he asking the question? Why is he feeling the legitimate question? What makes the question valid? Kavan, Shabbapakas Beshabbat Pruta, Lonis Batlu Machmas Pesul Kniyasan. That which the chalipin is bought by lesser shavat pruta is not because of some inherent disqualification in the kinyan. It's only because the woman doesn't want to go, doesn't want to be kodeshes. The kinyan is totally fine. There's nothing wrong in the kinyan. So learn out kinyan chalipin, and the fact that the woman wouldn't want lesser pruta, she won't be kodeshes there because she doesn't want. But the chalipin is a totally perfect kinyan. So what we have to say, perhaps in Rashi, is no, that the idea that she's not, it's a gnai for her, creates a problem inherently in the type of kli that can work and cannot work by chalipin. It is tzul kniyasan. It's a disqualified keli. It's not mana de kashel mikniyabe. It has to be a mana that has the potential to generate miras das. So again, the lesson of the Rambam was similar to this. That's why they asked the kashel rash. You hear it in the lesson. That's the way that we can extract from the Rishonim what would be Rashi's answer. Maybe. Says the Ramban, V'nitcha k'Ramban zal l'taritz kushas halalu. The Ramban goes off to answer these kashas. Since this Lashon of the Ran, ufi mashik kasab, based on how the Ramban ends up, nira, she'ikir agir sahi, v'isha v'pachas v'shavaputa lo mekanya. V'lo gasinan mekanya nafsha k'moshe kasab halakos. You see, the Rif apparently had the gears of Rashi. As you look here in the fourth line of the Rif, if you have the Ozvahadar here at least, lo mekanya nafsha. So the Rif's gears was lo mekanya nafsha, and the Ramban would have to go with a different gears. So the Ran doesn't like that. He calls it a dochet. Because what did the Ramban do? The Ramban learned that the maskana was that chalipin is not mitam kesef, because it works less in shavakruta. The Ran is going to try to stick with the basic approach that lo mekanya nafsha because of the gnai, but we're going to have to figure out how to answer these two kashas. So what are the two kashas of the Ran? Kasha number one, why would we have a halamina to learn chalipin? Are we learning at all kinyanim from Sada to Isha? Clearly not, because then we wouldn't need a new source for start. So why would one put chalipin here? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, what's question number two?
About Pruta Shavuot.
Why would we say it's no good by a Shavuot Pruta? The only problem is she doesn't want. She's mapped it by Pasul Shavuot Pruta. Good. So as far as Shavuot Pruta, we should allow the Kinyan to work by Kiddusha. Those are the two questions. Now, let's look carefully at the Lashon Ran. Oh, God, no.
Is the Ramban
Dafuk
because he has the Lashon? Because he
believes
at the
Gear section? Good. Hold your cash. Hold your cash. I'm going to come back. After the whole Ran, why is he called Ramban Adochik? I want to leave that with you as a question. First, the Ran himself. Ufi Dai. So the Ran suggests the following. Shtei kushus halalu ha'achas mituretzis v'chavrta. Now let's keep this in mind. He sees the two kashas, one answering the other. Now we'll see if you figured out when you read the Ran what he means by this. We'll soon see, you know, what to make of this line of the Ran. How does the Ran resolve these questions? And then we have to figure out why the Ran feels that one question answers the other. We really have to think deeply to figure out pshad here. But what does the Ran say? The Meikara Achi Makshina. When we originally had the question that Khalifa should work, this is what we meant to ask. That maybe Hachinami, Im Hachinami. Salkedai Tachamina, Shekin Khalifin, Hu Bechlau Kicha Haksuva Bekidushin. Kinyan chalipin is included in kicha. The Torah says kicha. We all know what goes into kicha. So we know kesef goes into kicha from Stei Ephraim. So now we want kinyan chalipin to also enter into the definition of kicha. Why? Why do you want chalipin to fit within kicha? The chalipin mitoras kesef mahani. Chalipin works mitoras kesef. Again, these mishonas of the rishonim, mitam kesef, mitoras kesef, toda the kesef. You have to know if they mean exactly the same thing or similar, but clearly the rishonas are very much, they're related. Chalipin mitoras kesef mahani. Now, why do we think it's mitoras kesef? After all, we all know that it can work less than Shavah Pruta. So here the Ramban didn't speak this out, but the Ran does. The Afa Gav, the Hasnami, Svirula, the Chalipin, Isnu Post Shavah Pruta, even though the Gemara thinks this way, the Gemara knows the din. The Gemara is going to say at the end the fact that Post Shavah Pruta. The Gemara knows that it can work less than Shavah Pruta. So how could you say it's Mitoras Kesef? Says the Ran, that doesn't bother me. Why? Afilu Hachi Efser, the Kaman, the Be'ina Behu Kli. You don't need a Shavah Pruta, but you need it to be a Kli. The Dover HaMesuyim, Kedisa Perkazav. The Sugya Seir Menzayin, the Babitsiya tell us there are certain Klalim. It has to be a Dover HaMesuyim, can't be a Chatsi Vimon, a Chatsi Egos. It has to be a Kli, it has to be a full entity. Dover Chashivu, Av Vishen HaShavah Pruta. So it has Chashivas. It has inherent Chashivas. It's a Dover Shalem, it's a Kli. It may not be worth a pruta, but it has chashivas because it's a kli. Kidamina ma kli davar chashuv. That's it. The mishmachi amina as follows. We got moda b'miksas. The halach is the moda b'miksas. You need to have a hodah and a kfira, and it has to be revolving around a shavah pruta. Moda b'miksas means I'm to wear you $100. You moda 50. So let's say the discussion revolves around possible shavah pruta. That won't be a mechayiv in a shvus moda b'miksas. But if let's say I'm to wear you two needles and you're mode one needle, now I don't know that these needles are Shavah Pruta, a needle, safety pin, whatever, maybe not. But because we're talking about a Dover Shalim, a Kli, so we say that that allows for the Din Mode to mix us. That's what he's quoting here. Yatsu Kelim Masha Heo. Kidami Makli Dover Chosim, Shemach Yamin Hatano Beis Machatin, Vahodu Lobechad Mehem Chayiv. The Yatsu came with Mashiach, says Kesef O Kalim. And talks about the parish of Kiwazer, but the Mixas, after discussing a case of Kesef O Kalim. So we say, Yatsu came with Mashiach, Kalim as they are. They don't need to be worth a Shavah Pruta. These are the said Yonim. So what is the Ran showing here? That Kalim have a Chashivus inherently, because it's a Kali, it's a Dabba Shalem, it's a Dabba Mesuyim, the Kli. That gives its chashivas, even if it doesn't have value of a pruta, but the chashivas is because it's a keli. So therefore, the kevin shekain ikal meimar the mitoras kesef konin ubechlau ki yikachni. So let's hear that. What do we know as far as kedushin? It says ki yikach. Ki yikach means kesef. Says the Ran, but we would say the chalipin mitoras kesef. Why? I doesn't need a shavah pruta, but the fact that there's a chashivas of a keli allows it to be viewed as a mitoras kesef, because there's a chashivas of keli. So therefore, let's explain what we said. It's a tashumin. It's a tashumin, not as the price, but it's a tashumin over and above the price. It's a tashumin to you for that which you want to sell me this thing. So it's mitoras kei, doesn't need shavah pruta, but it's a keli that also can count as tashumin. So mitoras kesef konin, called ki yikach. So that's the Gemara's havami. So in this regard, it sounds like somewhat similar to who so far? The Ramban, right? Except that the Ramban is mayrach a little bit more to push the point that even though we know it's not going to work with Shavah Pruta, but it's still chashivas of a keli. That the Ramban did not elaborate on. The Ramban just said, Machiv akargabo, so chalipin I, less than Shavah Pruta, the Ramban was silent. Okay, so we have to know if that's significant or not. But for now, it's just, okay, could be the Ran spoke it out, the Ramban didn't speak it out. But it's alderach Ramban in the Kashi, yeah? So what changes? Umahadrinan. So what do we see in the Ramban in the Teretz? That the Gemara shows it, less than Shavah Pruta lo mekanya, that indicates that your premise in Chalipin and working with Toras Kesef is wrong. According to the Ran, that's not the Teretz. What's the Teretz going to work with? The Girs of Nafsha. And what's that about? The fact that it's a gnai for her. So how does it relate to the issue here? The question is, does Chalipin go into the Kiyikach? So what the Ran is about to do is say, given the fact that the woman is makbi that it's a gnai for her on pasvah shavuprutah. Therefore, it's going to mean at the end of the day that chalipin cannot fit into kiyikach. That's where the Ran is going for the terms. Let's see inside. Umadrina. Efsher the kinyan chalipin isa b'chal kiyikach. What's at stake here? We're not learning kinyan isa b'chal isa. We want to learn kiyikach. Kiyikach is kesef. What do we want also to fit into kiyikach? Chalipin. So, after all, why? Because it's mitores kesef. I works less than shavapruta. Yeah, but you need a kli which is chasuv. So it can still be mitores kesef. Says the Gemara, I grant you. What doesn't change? Does it change that it's mitores kesef in the maskana? Is this going to shift according to the Ran? That it's b'dachalim mitores kesef. Does that change in the maskana, Rabosa? Tell me. No. What is going to change? What variable changes? Whether chalipin can fit within tiyikach. That chalip is mitores kesef remains in the maskana. But what's the issue? Does chalip fit with the kiyikach? Umahadrina, you can't put it into kiyikach. I'll tell you why. Umahadrina. The efser, the kinyan of chalip and isa b'chal kiyikach. Why? The anan sahadi, we know very well. The isa b'chal puta afi ubi krisholim l'mekayna. Granted, krisholim gives chashimus. But in the woman's eyes, it won't cut. You know, for her, it won't work for her. In her mind, she needs shavapruta. It's a gnai for her, even though it's a kli. Mitores kesef it is. But as far as her dignity is concerned, she's not. Is this a problem inherently in the chalipin? No. We're not saying that we say it's not mach so kniyas, it's mach spita saisha. But given the fact that for the woman, anat sahadi, she would not want kedushin. On Pasvah Shavuprutah, even though it's a Krishalit. Therefore, Lomakanya Nafsha, Hilkach, so what results from that Anan Sahadi? This fact that the woman is Makbid, and we know she's Makbid, therefore, Hilkach Vadai, this becomes clear. Kish Omar Akras of Kiyikach, could the Torah have been speaking about Chalipin in Kiyikach? If we know, Lesson Shavuprutah, the woman is not going to want. So then, when the Torah says Kiyigach, ain't kin chalipin bechlolo. Chalipin couldn't be included. Even though it's mitores kesef. She'ilu came because were it to be included in Kiyigach, ha'ya'af pas b'charaputa bechla. The E'efshin. Because that's a non-sadi she wouldn't want, Kiddush. Umeata, so now what leads us to conclude is b'dam dibar kasev v'chalipin. The Torah's Kiyigach was speaking about the damim and not the chalipin, even though chalipin is mitores kesef. But it had to be done because by chalipin, it couldn't be talking chalipin because we know women would never want chalipin unless it's shavu prutah. So it can't fit with kiyikach. So what the Ran has done is he's explained the Gemara's hava mina imachinami al derech the Ramban that chalipin should work mitoras kesef. And he learns the maskana al derech Rashi that it's a kpeda seisha, which is an external problem, not inherent in the kinyan. But yet it works out. Why? Because the issue at stake was whether we fit chalipin into kiyikach, and now that we know that the women would never want chalipin less than shavapruta, and chalipin always works by shavapruta and less than shavapruta, and by kiddushin we know it couldn't be by less than shavapruta because she would never want anan sahadi, she's makbid. So when the Torah said kiyikach, what did the Torah have in mind, and what could the Torah not have had in mind? Torah only had him on kesef and could not have had him on chalipin because that would fly against what we know is a dama pasha that women wouldn't want chalipin. That's a shavuprut. So according to the Ran, we left the maskana with clear premise that chalipin is mitoras kesef. That doesn't change. The issue at stake is whether we could see chalipin in kiyikach or not. And the maskana, since a woman wouldn't want kedushin as shavuprut, so clearly Torah couldn't have in mind in kiyikach to go on chalipin. Beautiful. Now I ask you a question. The Ran had two questions. Question number one was, we're not learning out Kinyan Yishav Mekene Yisadeh, so why would, Baharai, we don't use Shtar, as we don't learn out Shtar from this Kicha Kicha. We're just trying to learn out Kicha means Kes. Question number two, I understand by Pasuk Shavu that she doesn't want, but it's not a problem inherently in the Kenyan, so why can't it be chalipin by shavuprutah by kedushin? Says the Ran, one kasha is answered with the other. And he proceeds to explain that he originally thought that chalipin could fit within kiyikach because it's taras kesef, and the maskana is it doesn't fit with kiyikach because clearly you couldn't have kedusha unless it's seven pudim. Good. L'chaira, I understand how the two kashas are answered. Well, how is it that one kasha, how is one kasha answered with the other? Namely, kasha number one, how is it answered? We're not learning out kinyan yishab kinyan yisada. We're just learning out what fits into kiyika. Good, good, good answer. Kasha number two. Kasha number two. Why is it also by Shabbat Pruta no Kiddushin? The answer is because since she would not want Kiddushin by Pasa Shabbat Pruta, so therefore it's not part of Kiyikach. So therefore, even though Shabbat Pruta she would want, but you can't put a Kiyikach because that's a Shabbat Pruta she wouldn't want. So I have an answer to two kashas. But the Ramban prefaced, one kasha is answered with the other. So who can tell me Pshat in this Ran? What does he mean, one kasha is answered with the other? What do you think?
It sounded like he was saying that the Gemara's question was really only by less than Shabbat Pruta. That it's almost like a given that it would work by...
No. You're not going right. I want to know. Simple pshat in the back. Yeah, why does one kasha answer the other?
Because if the Gemara's kasha is only with less than Shabbat Pruta, then that kasha, why should it work by more than Shabbat Pruta, isn't really a kasha, because that was never the question.
I don't hear what you say. Think again. One kasha is answered with the other. How did you learn it? Harry?
Is that chalipin would maybe work. It's not that we have the whole zerush. It's not a full zerush. So what's happening? The chalipin is that you might thought chalipin would work like kesef, you're unfitting to kiyikah, and that you're giving her something of value. But the maskana is no, that's not the way, that's fine. Not true, because you're not giving her something of value, not something that has chashivus. So that answers the first question, because that's why you wouldn't include.
How does one kasha answer the other? How does one kasha and one kasha is answered with the other? That's what he's saying. Kush achas mitteretzes b'chavita. I can answer one kasha with the second kasha. Think. Okay. I'm going to use one kasha to answer the other. I give you 1 minute. Okay, I can take any answer. I need to think about it for a second. When you read it, you should have thought about it better. If not, at least now. But 1 minute. Which kasha is answered with which kasha?
Second answer is the first.
Second answer is the first. First answer is the second.
The first one answers the second question. First one answers
the second. Okay, let me hear from you.
Since according to the Ran, in the Maskana, Chalipin is still Bitteres Kesef. Yeah? So the answer.
How does one kasha answer the other? Okay, you have to speak to the point. Yeah.
The very fact that in the second kasha we're asking maybe it should work for Shabbat Pruta, and we're accepting that it doesn't work for Shabbat Pruta for whatever reason, that shows that it can be b'chlav of the drush of Pruta. So you need to apply it. You can like the machal, you have to apply it for it.
You hear it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If the point is that Gemara's kasha is chalipin should be under the category of kicha, then that kasha answers his first kasha. Where would you have the havamina that chalipin should work? Because his first kasha was, why would you think chalipin would work? We're not comparing sada to isha completely, where like everything would be included. So, but then his understanding of the kasha of the Gemara would explain where the havamina comes from. Meaning, his kasha of the Gemara is chalipin should fall under the category of kicha. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So that would answer what the Havamina, that would answer the first kasha that we had of what, where does it come from that Chalipin should work.
Second kasha answers the first kasha?
Meaning, his kasha of the Gemara, his explanation of the kasha.
How do the two kashas intertwine? What brings those two kashas into sharper focus together? The two kashas, number one, at the end of the day, why is there no Kiddushin by a Shabbat Pruta? And the other kasha was, We're not learning out Kinyani Isha from Kinyani Sada. We're just learning out Kiyikach. How did those two kashas come together that they one answers the other?
Because that second kasha is only based on if you think it will work with law, meaning his first kasha is how would you think Khalifa works?
How did, okay.
Then his second kasha is...
Maybe this is what you're saying. Okay. Apparently, okay, so I want you, you're not, you're, I think there's one piece of this that everyone's not spelling out. I want you to hear that other part. But I think you recognize that the way the Ran comes up with his teretz, you see that the two issues intertwine. The nexus of what brings everything together in the teretz of the Gemara. Why does the Gemara's teretz work for the Ran? What was the teretz of the Gemara? That you have no chalutim b'kedushin anywhere. Anywhere. Not shabrut and not as shabrut. But the woman's kapeda is when? Is by lesser shabrut. So how does the second kasha get resolved? But how does the answer is, because once you can't have kedushin in a case of a supposed shavuot, because she wouldn't want, she's makbid, so it's clearly not part of kiyikach. Right? It's not part of kiyikach. That point, if you were to say the premise of the first kasha was saying, we're not learning out kinyani yishav kinyani sada, but let's say would. Learn kinyani yishav kinyani sada, right? That's what I was doing. Could I have made the case in the teretz of the Gemara to answer the second kasha? Well, if it won't work by this case, it won't work in the other case. If it won't work by lesser shavaputa, it won't work by shavaputa. I think the Ran is alluding to the fact that if I'm learning out a kinyan chalipin works. By sad, by isha, because it works by sad. Then this kasha, that the second kasha is clearly even more striking. In other words, the kinyan chalipin works by isha. One case, he doesn't want kiddushin, so it won't be kiddushin. I'm learning out kinyan chalipin by isha, because there's a chalipin as a kinyan by sad, so it works by isha. She doesn't want this case, you won't be mekudesh in this case. But I'm learning out kinyan chalipin by isha. Then we couldn't give the teretz. We wouldn't have room to give the teretz. Well, once it won't work here, then you can't have chalipin in the other case. Why not? Chalipin is a kinyan by isha. I'm learning it out from Sada. Perfect. So in this case, he doesn't want kedushin. The only reason that we can give the teretz that we gave in the teretz of the Gemara, that it won't work anywhere, is because the question at stake is, does the Torah have an emunah kiyikach or not? And since we know that the chalipin is even normally is even pasuk shavuta, and by kedushin for sure there cannot be bottom line a kinyan chalipin pasuk shavuta. Therefore, the Torah did not have in mind chalipin in kiyikach, even though it's mitaras kesef. But were I to be learning kinyanim from sada to isha, so what the fact that in this particular case she doesn't want kedushin, but the kinyan chalipin operates by kedushin. I have a gzeirah shava, I have a hekesh, I have a limud. The isha is like sada. So whatever kinyan worked by sada, worked by isha. In a case of won't be kedushin. That doesn't bother me. It's only because I'm trying to touch the kiyikach, which is specifically what the Torah said, is the kicha, the kinyan of kiyikach. What is it? It's kesef. And chalipin is mitaras kesef. The Torah having one chalipin, now I could say, can't put chalipin into that. Because she would not go for kedushin by pasuk shavuot. So I don't know how you would say which kasha answers which. I know in terms of how he phrased it. Think about how to put it. But what I think the thrust of the Ran is saying is, were it not to be what I said, were it not to be the point that, if anything, the first kasha helps to answer the second kasha. Given yes, how I would put it, the first kasha, the fact that I'm proving to you that it's not about learning out kinyani sadam kinyani isha, kinyani isha kinyani sada. It's about define a kicha. Now I have a way to answer kasha number two. That's probably the way I put it. The first kasha sets up the basis for answering the second kasha. Everyone hear it? Were I to work at it as kinyane isha to kinyane isha from kinyane sada, then the second kasha has no way to be resolved. But given that you hear the first kasha, you got the first kasha. It can't be that. It's a star. We don't learn out from kinyane sada. So it's got to be because of kicha. Ah, now I'll use the premise of kasha number one, and I'll be able to answer kasha number two. Keep this in mind. You get a Tosfos Rid. There's a lot of issues in Tosfos Rid to discuss, but in Bitoch HaDvarim, he says in his answer to the kasha that we had on Rashi, the second kasha of the Ran, is Ein Zeh Rishav Ulemechza. You're learning it out from Sada. It's got to be chalipin in all cases. The Ran would not agree with that. According to we're reading the Ran, the Ran couldn't accept that. If I'm learning out the king of chalipin works, then it might work in one case and not another case, but it works in theory. But Mai says she doesn't want positive witness, so it won't work. But if it's a definition of kicha, then already it can work anywhere because it doesn't work in this case. The Torah didn't have chalipin in mind.
I was going to say, can you say one answer to the other one by the other hypothesis? Like, why do you use a lashon of one
kasha answers the other one.
So why can't you say the same thing in the other? Like, why is it only? Why is this only in the
first? The first kasha allows us to answer the second kasha. Now that you hear very well, the first kasha, which is that you're learning it out, you're not learning out the kinyonim of Isha from Sunday. You're learning out Shabbat Kicha. Now that you hear that kasha so well, now we'll be able to answer the second kasha.
Didn't Tosfos say that also?
No, not quite, because Tosfos, we learned Tosfos meant a little different. That's what Tosfos entertained Shtar. I mean, it's not totally, it's true. It's not Kinyan Isha. In terms of this, it's the same. But Tosfos, remember, Tosfos was a different point. It's the Kicha of Kesef that we're learning out. The Rana is saying we're learning out what Kicha means. It could be Tosfos Pshat could also work, but he means Afuke Kinyan Isha from Kinyan Isha. I'll just give you one last Ta'ara, which I don't have an answer to. The Nitra Karamban, the Taritz Kushyos Halalu. I don't get it. Kushyo Saralu. The answer to the first kasha in the Rabban, I think, is the same as the Ran. No. It's only the second kasha that the Rabban had a different answer. The second kasha, the Rabban changes the girsa and learns that really at the end it's not mitam kasha, but the Ran doesn't agree. The Ran keeps the girsa nafsha. But as far as the first kasha is concerned, I thought that the Ramban said pretty close to what the Ran said. The Ran's lashon is Nidcha Karamban Letareis Kushyos. I don't know, Chora, it was only one of the kashas that the Ramban answered differently than the Ran. The other kasha seems to be similar. Okay, the issue that's going to come in tomorrow, Mithashem, the Tosfos Rid and the Ran in the Darim, is suppose he gives it to the woman, the Torah's Chalipin, and it can't work with Torah's Chalipin. Can it still work with Midin Kesef? What do you see in Rashi Mefurish on this question? In Rashi. If you give it with Torah's Chalipin, it cannot work. And here we have possibilities in the Rishonim that could be that if you gave it to a Chalipin, it could still work with Torah's Kesef. And then you have to give the Ran and the Dharm and Torah's Rid. Have a wonderful day.